New day, new you. Wake your ass up. Only strong, strong, positive Monday through
fucking gratitude.
Be mindful. Listening to May I Elaborate? Sound wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Boo hoo boo. Now, everybody out there, you know, first of all, hello. Hello. A lot of times I don't say hello. I just jump on your ass sometimes. But sometimes hello is me jumping on your ass. Because there's different ways to say hello. You can say hello or hello. People forget about that. There's two ways to say hello. 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 And hello. When I say hello, that's like, you goddamn right. That's like, you goddamn right. Hello. You know, that's like an exclamation point on some shit. Now, for a lot of you out there who have kids, now you probably spend a lot of time watching kiddie stuff because you got kids. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what you got to do as a parent. Quality time spent with your kids is important. They drag your ass to watch some goddamn movies and stuff. And although sitting there watching Clifford the Big Red Dog, who I fucking love. Oh, man. If I had Clifford the Big Red Dog, I'd ride his ass to work every day. Or the Wiggles. Or where in the fuck is Carmen Sandiego? That shit can be mind-numbing. It's shit you do out of love because you know, you fucking know.
Why does Carmen Sandiego keep disappearing is what I want to know.
With all technology in the fucking world, why is Carmen still fucking disappearing? Put your fucking phone up. Put this in your fucking phone. Put walking directions in your fucking phone. Woo!
No,
shit.
But I think Carmen Sandiego is trying to lose people. Like, I think Carmen Sandiego wants to disappear.
Carmen Sandiego is in the witness protection program. Everybody fucking knows that shit. She has seen some shit that will have repercussions.
Yeah.
On her ass.
Because I've never met somebody whose last name was Sandiego. So
never.
That's a fake name.
Fucking name. And at least have the shit be followed by a fucking zip code or some shit. Where's the fucking zip code, Carmen?
But that would help people locate her. I don't think you want to do that if you're Carmen.
If you're in a fucking witness protection program, you don't want to be fucking found.
Yeah, keep running, Carmen. Whatever's going on. Yeah.
Do you. Don't let them catch you. Catch me if you can. Shit. Shit, man. It's shit you do, Miles, that you do for your kids out of love because you know that time with that little kid of yours is precious.
Yeah.
And now eventually, though, you graduate from the bullshit, you know, to the Disney stuff. See? Fucking Frozen. Mulan. You know? What's that new one, Miles?
Encanto?
Encanto. Yeah. Shit, man. They making these fucking Disney movies like fucking destinations. You going on fucking vacation watching a goddamn Disney movie.
Yeah.
Can't tell me ain't no fucking sand and fucking beautiful beaches. Come on,
well,
Miles.
Maybe an Encanto.
Where's the brochure?
So much...
Where the fucking brochure at?
Frozen would be more of a ski resort.
Oh, man. Frozen would be an amazing ski resort. Shit, I go to fucking Frozen. Shit, man. Do people drink frozen drinks in frozen destinations?
No, you want to do like a hot apple cider or hot cocoa. You know,
is it banned or you just don't do it? Is it common knowledge that you ain't supposed to drink a fucking frozen margarita or frozen goddamn pina colada in a place that's fucking cold?
Imagine, all right, you got caught in an avalanche and then all of a sudden that dog with that big barrel under his chin, you know those dogs?
Fuck yeah.
And then he comes to save you. And then he is a frozen margarita in there. Wouldn't you punch that dog in the face?
No, I fucking like cold drinks in cold weather. See,
all right.
Now I'm fucking different. I'm different, Miles.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
See, now you and your kids are watching some actual entertainment, Miles, with plots and compelling characters and shit. Now you can actually be involved in the watching process. You two motherfuckers are like Cisco and Ebert now and shit. Breaking down the characters and shit and the cliffhangers and shit like that.
Wow.
Shit.
It's a fun experience. Now you're enjoying the film watching process with your child. That sounds fun.
Now you can actually be involved in the watching process. Which brings me to my point. All that Disney shit is designed to make you cry. The shit is designed to make you fucking cry. They film that shit on onion fucking film. You mean Miles? That film is reprocessed from fucking onions.
It's good for the environment.
Fuck it. Yeah. They're recycling. They're making film out of onions, Miles. Why the fuck you sitting there crying?
Right.
No two ways around it, Miles. Someone's damn parent or guardian or pet damn rat is going to die and your ass going to cry, Miles. You're going to fucking cry, Miles. Oh, you're going to fucking cry.
Yeah.
And then worse yet, you're going to cry in front of your fucking kid. You're going to sit there and cry in front of your goddamn kid, Miles.
Disney has that ability. A fish could go missing and I'll cry because a fish is lost.
A fucking animated fish too. Not even a fucking real fish. You don't feed that bitch.
No.
He don't get no fucking sprinkles of fucking little, what's called that food, Miles? The
fish
flakes
food.
And shit. The fish right. food flakes and shit.
Yeah.
Shit. Your big grown ass.
Crying.
You're going to be there hiding it as you ask yourself your fucking blubbering ass, fucking voice cracking and shit. Come on, you want some popcorn? What the fuck is wrong with you? Woo! You ask yourself, why the in your head you're saying, why am I blubbering like this? I mean, you know your ass is tough as they come, you know? You did two tours in Iraq. Now you work
thank
for the
you,
fire
thank
department.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for your fucking service. And you work for the fire department. And I'm not talking about the volunteer. I'm talking you fucking work there. You fucking there all the time. You eat there, you shit there, you sleep there, and you keep in shape. You do fucking MMA. You can put a motherfucker in a chokehold and make him tap the fuck out. But here your ass is crying because Simba think he's the reason Mufasa is dead. What the fuck is wrong with you?
It wasn't his fault either.
Fuck no, it wasn't his fault.
Scar.
Scar did that shit.
And those stupid wildebeest or whatever they were that were running in there.
I fucking love them goddamn hyenas. I'm giggling ass hyenas.
Well, no, the hyenas. But I'm talking about the things that trampled the lion.
Oh, of course.
Yes, some don't trample. Then stop running.
These motherfuckers break every traffic fucking law ever. They never fucking stop at stop signs and shit. It's just running reckless. Stop fucking running, you goddamn wildebeest.
Yeah, that was murder. They should... They should get the videotape and get those involved in actually trampling Mufasa. They should go to jail.
They need intersection cameras for these goddamn wildebeest.
Yeah, you're right.
They fucking running yellow into the fucking red light.
Finally, something absurd that you say that I agree with.
Shit, man. Man. Well, I'll tell you what. You've been sitting there holding that shit in.
Yeah.
You have spent your life being so tough and guarded that when some non-threatening, adorable lion cub came at you, you didn't put your guard up and he got your ass. And now you're crying about a fucking ton of shit from your past. When you see shit like that, it's like an actor. It triggers some shit. It's like a fucking actor. What's my motivation?
Yeah.
You gotta pull some shit from your past and that allows you to cry in a fucking moment like a good-ass actor. Eyes all fucking watery and goddamn red and shit. And now you're coming to grips with your own mortality. You ain't crying for Simba. Huh? You're crying for Mufasa. Because you're Mufasa! Out there busting your ass to care for your family. And you know behind every corner there's some damn Scar looking at your ass. Just watching, lurking, ready to take your ass down. Hating on you! So I'm saying this. When you're there during that quality time with your kids, don't be afraid to cry. Let that shit the fuck out, you know? It doesn't mean you're a punk. It just means your ass got Disney'd.
Wow, that, you know, that was a well-crafted opening.
Goddamn right. And we solved a few issues and shit with the fucking wildebeest not obeying the traffic fucking laws.
Oh, yeah. That was, JB, that was some thorough research. And I'm sure the lawyers from Disney will be contacting you.
You ever pull into a parking garage and a wildebeest got all the parking spaces and shit?
No, it's usually one of those electric BMWs or a Tesla.
Man, them wildebeest ain't shit.
Hey, man, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate Wisdom from JB Smooth. In each episode, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. But before we get to that, while doing this podcast, we've noticed that while some of you seem to glean a lot of enlightenment from JB's unique take on complex quotes and proverbs, there also seems to be a need for JB to offer out his very specific brand of advice on the personal and day-to-day issues of you, our wonderful listeners. So we now present something that we call Ask JB. You ready for the first one,
I'm JB? Always ready.
Okay. This comes from at S Royce. So it's S-R-O-Y-C-Z-E. I'm sure S Royce knows how to pronounce it, but I don't. Here's their question. Crush led me on. I've moved on since, but I feel betrayed.
Crush led me on. Oh, man. See, Miles, that's the hurtful part. When you invested fucking time, you invested fucking time. You wish you could take that time back. You wish you could fucking just like pull your fucking feelings out of that investment that you fucking put in already. You invested time, love, I don't know, maybe the panties came off. I don't fucking know if this is this a lady or a fucking man.
Can't tell.
Can't fucking tell. Maybe you pull your boxes off. I don't know. But you invested time into this shit and you got betrayed. You wish you can pull your money out of that investment.
Right. But what do they do? That's what they're saying, but you're restating it very angrily, but what do they do about it?
You center yourself and you move the fuck on. You move the fuck on. You allow them to see you in a better place. You hear me? In a better situation, loving situation. Let them know that they fucked up. They missing out on the good shit. Woo!
You see, you're driving and you see something interesting, but you don't stop. You drive past it. Now you're sitting there looking in that rearview mirror going, oh, I should have stopped. But now, because you're looking back, you're not seeing what's coming in front of you. You're missing out because you're so busy looking back.
You're so busy looking back. God damn it, man. It's like your fucking car. Don't go and drive no more. You fucking driving to work backwards. Woo-wee.
Let it go.
Let it fucking go.
You're wasting more time now. The time that was wasted before, okay, it's gone. But now feeling betrayed is a waste of time as well.
Feeling betrayed is a motherfucker. Let me tell you something. But here's the fucking thing that's even worse.
Yeah.
When you fucking remain fucking betrayed after the fucking said betrayal.
Yeah. Stuck there. All right.
Get out
there
of
you go. S. Roy Zizzy. Mm-hmm. Gender fluid screen name.
Yeah.
Next one. This is at Sean Householder. Much easier for me to read.
Oh, yeah.
At Sean Householder says, forced back to work in the office.
Ooh-wee. Yeah. Is this by gunpoint? By knife point? What?
I don't know.
Forcing you?
I don't know. Maybe Sean Householder is a drug dealer or something. But normal circumstances, I don't think a gun or a knife is involved in the forcing back.
Mm. If they're going to force you back, you say you forced me back and I wasn't prepared to come the fuck back. Teach them a lesson for bringing you the fuck back when you wasn't ready to fucking come back and putting the word forced back to fucking work on your ass, man. You wear exactly what you fuck you've been wearing at home. Nothing. Keep all your work from home, bad habits, and see how long they keep you in that damn office against your will.
Wow, that's a good one. Yeah, say, listen, this is what I've been working wearing nothing for the past 5 months.
Fuck yeah.
What's changed now, other than that fact that I'm in a public setting?
You goddamn right. I've been on Zoom. I'm working from Zoom.
Yeah.
No goddamn pants on and shit.
Free balling it.
Free fucking balling it. You want me to come back? I'm coming back exactly how the fuck I've been away.
Yeah.
Woo!
And I got a pound of fish I'm going to warm up in the microwave, too.
Oh, man. And that's worse than that shit.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Put some shit in the microwave like that. Fucking fish. Old fish.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Know what the bad fish is? Halibut.
Halibut.
Is that butt or a bit?
It has butt at the end, and hala sounds like halitosis.
Oh,
so
shit.
That's going to smell bad in a microwave.
Oh, that's going to smell terrible. Shit.
Well, there you go, listeners. I hope that was helpful. I hope
so.
Yeah.
You sure to fuck up. Hey, you sure to fuck up the work with some halibut fucking duct tape to your chest. That'll fuck up my mouth.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it would. Maybe the fish oil would be good for you as well on your skin. I don't know. Maybe.
No. You don't need no fucking oil. You need a fucking real fish. People need to see.
No, but it's got. Well, where do you think fish oil comes from? The fish. So there's got to be some oil in the fish.
They need to see the physical fish, Miles. And matter of fact, that motherfucker don't even got to be dead. It's flapping around on your fucking chest with a piece of duct tape across his ass.
So how's he going to stay alive, though? You going to put a little water lung on him or something?
Oh, you just...
Aqualung?
You just get a little dropper, a little water dropper, and keep putting water in his mouth.
Okay. A lot of work.
A lot of work.
You ready for the quote?
Give it to me. I was ready yesterday, matter of fact. If you want to give it to me today, I'll take it today. Fuck it.
Yeah, we weren't doing this yesterday. So.
No, I'm just saying, I was ready yesterday. People say that shit all the time. I was. People say I'm born ready. I was ready yesterday. Or the day before yesterday sometimes.
Right, right. Well, all right, I'm glad you're ready.
Let's go.
Today's quote comes from the calendar, A Network for Grateful Living, A Year of Gratitude, Inspiration for Living Life as a Gift. Across planes of consciousness, we have to live with the paradox that opposite things can be simultaneously true. Ram Dass. Ram Dass, wonderful. Mm. Many times we've used Ram Dass quotes.
I love them. Across planes of consciousness, we have to live with the paradox that opposite things can be simultaneously true. You see, I can't wait to dive into this one. Oh, wait. Oh, man, I like this one, Miles. Deep. I like deep thoughts.
You can't wait, or you can also, or it doesn't matter.
You know what? I'm going to start talking even before you come back, Miles.
Oh, okay, because I was trying to set up a paradox, but you're just ready to go.
Oh, I love paradoxes. You fucking slid a paradox on my ass, Miles.
Yeah. Well, not really. I was forcing it. I won't say slid it. I think I threw it at you.
That was nice.
Well, let's take a break. Welcome back to May I Elaborate Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at is, across planes of consciousness, we have to live with the paradox that opposite things can be simultaneously true. What do you got?
Now, this one speaks to me, Miles. This is in my wheelhouse. People already say that shit. My wheelhouse. I love that word, wheelhouse. You know what two words I love, Miles? Wheelhouse and wholesome. That motherfucker's wholesome.
Wow.
I love that shit.
Wholesome and wheelhouse. Okay.
Can a motherfucker be pasteurized? Can a person be pasteurized, Miles?
It's a process for milk, I thought. I didn't think you
could. But can a person be pasteurized?
If they fell in the vat, I guess.
I'm saying in their life, in their movement through life.
I could see that as an origin story for a superhero called Milkman.
I like that shit, Miles. If it was relatable, I would love to say that to a person one day. Get your pasteurized ass out my fucking face.
I figure you could say that anyway. I think you could get away with that.
Yeah, and they'll sit there confused, kind of think, what the fuck?
Yeah, and that's when you punch him in the face.
Get when the guard is down.
Yeah.
Miles, this one speaks to me. Yeah. Now, today we are going to be discussing a paradox. Miles, I have lived my life as a damn paradox. It has been said many times about me that he ain't wrong, but he damn sure ain't right. You see that? That's a paradox.
Yeah.
Like the great George Carlin once pointed out, how the fuck is a jumbo shrimp? See? How the fuck can a shrimp be fucking jumbo? A shrimp is small. But have you ever seen a jumbo shrimp, Miles? A damn prong.
Yeah, they're nice.
Those fucking things are fucking big. You know? They're big as shit, Miles. They have ones the size of my fucking arm, Miles. You see that shit? A paradox, Miles. A fucking paradox.
Yeah, I don't think prawns come that big, but I get what you're saying.
They come huge, Miles. They fucking come huge. They're fucking huge, Miles.
Yeah.
I seen a prong nursing a shrimp one time.
Wow. Yeah,
they're fucking huge.
Private moment that maybe.
Maybe I shouldn't have saw that shit.
Yeah, you shouldn't have seen that. Some things you shouldn't see.
Yep. Oh, how about this, Miles? How about the little guy who walks around with an attitude? The type of guy who's paying for something at the register that comes up to be $9.75 and he pays with a 10. And when the cashier gives him a quarter, he gives a stern look, flicks it back and says, keep the change. He's also the type of guy who calls ladies toots. Toots and shit. Ah, I love the fucking word toots.
Wow. This guy is from like 1934.
This motherfucker walking around
keep
in
the
black
change,
and white.
Toots.
Fuck yeah, he walking around in black and white, Miles. Motherfucker.
Yeah, I see.
And before buying a used car, he literally kicks the shit out of the tires, Miles. He walk around and kick the tires.
Yeah.
Somebody started that shit and told somebody that's what you're supposed to do.
This guy apparently, I'm going to kick the tires, see?
Mm-hmm.
See? Look at here, see?
I love those kind of guys.
So, all right, so we got it. So what about this little guy?
And guess what people call that little arrogant little dude, Miles?
Like asshole or something?
No, Miles, don't call him asshole and shit. They call him big man. See that? He's a big man paradox, Miles. This motherfucker's little, but they call him a big man because he carries himself big, Miles.
Right. He's a big little man. He's a jumbo shrimp.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, Miles. The jumbo fucking shrimp. Big personality and a little body, Miles.
Got it.
Shit. All right. You want me to hone in on this one, Miles?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think so, because I think you were honed in at the very beginning. You are a paradox. You gave us George Carlin's classic paradox routine.
Let
me give you the quote again. Across planes of consciousness, we have to live with the paradox that opposite things can be simultaneously true. Go deeper.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were a kid, Miles, your parents probably insisted that you eat your vegetables. Eat your fucking vegetables. You can't get the fuck off that table until you eat your fucking vegetables. Mm-hmm. And back when I was a kid, vegetables were a lot worse than they are now. You know, adults used to either cook the shit out of them. These motherfuckers would cook all the goddamn vitamins out of the goddamn vegetables, Miles. Fucking broccoli falling the fucking part, like broccoli soup and shit.
Yeah.
You know, cauliflower and shit, just fucking like mush.
Why did they do that? Who told them to do that?
Who told these motherfuckers to cook cauliflower to the point where you can't tell the cauliflower from the goddamn oatmeal, Miles?
No.
Slow down. Slow the fuck down. Put that bitch on simmer. Why are you cooking this shit so goddamn long?
Yeah, that terrible.
Fucking knob has a setting on the bitch. Put the shit on simmer for a second.
Dental technology wasn't as good back then, so people didn't have great teeth. So you just wanted soft food.
Rutabaga. Fucking rutabaga, Miles. You ever have fucking rutabaga?
Maybe once. I don't know. Fucking when I was working on a chain gang or something.
Oh, rutabaga was delicious, Miles. Yeah. Fucking culinary fucking experience.
Okay.
Fucking taste buds and shit. Oh, I fucking love that. God damn it. Some fucking rutabaga. Squash. Fucking rutabaga and shit like that.
You like those root vegetables?
Love root vegetables, man. From North Carolina, from down south, Miles. Fucking roots and shit. Mm-hmm. And then they cooked the shit out of them, Miles. The broccoli wasn't done until it was limp and shit. Shit. And now fucking butter or Viagra, for that matter, was gonna make it better. Shit. Butter is the fucking... That just makes everything fucking taste good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put fucking butter in the bitch.
Yep, butter it up.
Mm-mm. And now you're back to eating them damn wilty-ass vegetables. You probably thought it was the worst thing in the world to you. And for you, it was. But it was also the best thing for you. You were learning good damn habits. That shit was bad and good at the same fucking time, Miles.
Paradox.
Good and bad.
Paradox.
All right, so that shit. Let me give you some good bad news. Sometimes bad news is good, and good news is bad.
Yeah. Give me, what's an example of some good bad news?
Good bad news.
How about this? Sorry, sir, but the cruise for the Titanic is sold out. Sorry, you won't be able to board the ship.
See, good bad news.
Good fucking bad news.
Yeah. That's good bad news.
Is that too soon? Is that too soon for me to make that joke?
I don't know if that's too soon, Miles. Okay. I don't know. It's close.
Yeah.
But they already did a fucking movie about the motherfucker already.
There you go.
And they did a sketch on SNL about that shit.
Yeah. Here's one more. Hey, sorry, the 4-hour screening of the Titanic is sold out. You can't come in and watch it. That's also good bad news, because that was a long time to sit and watch that movie.
Too much, Miles. Only thing worse than that, Miles, is you got to ride to the fucking boat on the Hindenburg. What the fuck is happening, Miles? No, what the fuck are we talking about right now?
Yeah.
Are we going too far?
I think 100 years is safe, but if there was somebody who was on the Hindenburg, he was going to go home on the Titanic, it crashed, it sunk, so then he still needs to get home, and somebody says, I got a ticket for you on the Hindenburg, and then he goes, oh, thank goodness.
Bless you, sir.
And then he gets on the Hindenburg.
Fuck me, man.
Yeah.
Fuck me, Miles.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
That's bad. That's just bad, bad news. Well, no, that was good bad news, because he was excited.
He was excited, Miles. He didn't fucking know. Miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit was bad and good for you all at once, Miles.
Paradox.
And that's what I mean. We're just using this as an example of what a paradox is.
Yeah.
You know, these paradoxes become multi-leveled sometimes.
Yeah.
They become multi-leveled. And as long as you as a person out there, our amazing podcast listeners, you can, as long as you listen very carefully and understand what a paradox is, and you apply that paradox to your fucking being and your fucking life and your grounded ism into this world, you cannot be moved. They can't shake you. No. They can't take you down the wrong street because you fucking know the difference between a prong and a goddamn strip.
Right.
Shit. And the big ass goddamn prongs, Miles.
But they can both coexist. I mean, that's what the quote is. Let me give you the quote again one more time and then and take us to a conclusion of this. But across planes of consciousness, we have to live with the paradox that opposite things can be simultaneously true. A jumbo shrimp is one thing that is both jumbo and shrimp at the same time. And yet it's true. It's possible, right? So you gave us some examples. How do you end this thing?
Here's how we're going to end this, Miles. And everybody out there, our amazing, I know I say it all the time, our amazing podcast listeners. Clearly, like the quote says, across planes of consciousness, we have to live with the paradox that opposite things can be simultaneously true. The thing is depending on where our minds are at the time. We can't always see both, but that doesn't make it not true. See? We can't see both sometimes.
Explain that. I'm sorry to interrupt your summary, but I'm confused. In what situation is it that we're not seeing it? Because we see a jumbo shrimp and we see the short guy being a tough guy. How do we not see this thing? Explain.
Here it is, Miles. To a shrimp on a dating app who shows up and finds that their date lied and is actually a jumbo shrimp, that shit makes a big difference, Miles.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's a big-ass goddamn jumbo shrimp, Miles.
Yeah, he's not posting accurate photos of himself.
And Miles, I'm telling you, this fucking shrimp dating app is fucking vast. You know, you would think they know each other. A lot of these motherfuckers know each other, or they have links, or they, you know, they fucking know what's going on.
Yeah.
But no, you show the fuck up, and you're a jumbo shrimp. And you're in a fucking shrimp. You ain't a shrimp.
No. Be honest with your photos, is all I'm saying.
Be fucking honest, fucking shrimp out there.
That jumbo shrimp probably posted a photo way back when he was, you know, when he was a shrimp just growing, like in middle school or something.
Fuck yeah. That little man trying to be the big man is a man trapped between two truths, Miles. What he thinks he is versus how he comes across, Miles. See, when he looks in the mirror, that motherfucker got to turn all his mirrors backwards because that motherfucker does his full-length mirrors, Miles. Turn the motherfuckers around. He don't want to see himself. So he got to carry himself big, Miles.
Yeah.
He got to carry himself big with the personality. If you heard somebody say, he has a personality bigger than life.
Right.
That means his personality is keeping this motherfucker alive, Miles.
But you say he turns the mirror around because he doesn't want to see himself. I say sometimes those people are delusional. And they see themselves in the mirror, but they see a different image than we see.
Sometimes they do, Miles. They see themselves big because their personality has overtaken their image of themselves, Miles. And they absorb that. And that's what gets them through their day, Miles. Their personality gets attention. They speak. They hold their head up. See?
Yeah.
You never see a little person, a short person, holding their head down. They want to hold their head up high.
I don't monitor that enough to know if that's true.
You gotta walk around. You gotta be more conscious of your fucking surroundings, Miles.
Too busy keeping my head down.
You don't want to slight people. Don't slight people.
Oh no, no.
Bottom line is this: life is complex, and things aren't always what they seem to be. Up could be down, Miles. We don't fucking know. How many times you get on a fucking elevator and you didn't see somebody press the fucking button? You forgot to press the fucking button, and somebody gets on the goddamn elevator and press the fucking down button, and you fucking going up. And you didn't fucking know they pressed the goddamn button to go down, and you feel the shit go down. You said, "What the fuck just happened?" Because you forgot to press up, and now somebody got on the elevator and pressed down on your ass, and now you going down.
Right,
you're going for a fucking ride, an extra ride. You're going down to go back up. That's what the fuck happens in this fucking world. You apply that shit to reality and the fucking world. If you don't press the button you pulled the fucking press from the get-go, you're going to go where the fuck I want to go.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you shouldn't. Do you ever do that? You get in the elevator, you're so preoccupied that you don't push a button because you see other people pushing it, but you kind of figured yours got pushed and then your floor gets missed.
Fuck yeah, Miles. You go right past your goddamn floor.
Do you let people know? Do you go, uh-oh? Or do you just pretend like you knew it the whole time and just keep riding in the elevator?
I say, fuck me, loud as possible. And then I press my button, even though I already passed it.
Okay.
And then I say to them, I look at that person and say, I guess I'm going for a ride with you.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Oh, yeah, I'm one of those guys. I guess I'm going for a ride with you. Look at, and then, no, I say, no. Look at us.
Right.
Going for a ride with you.
Yeah.
You driving, I guess.
I'm gonna suggest that if you're gonna be that delightful with that humor at the end, maybe not start with these shocking fuck me, because I think probably now they're concerned that they're gonna have to continue the ride with you.
They do.
Mm. Yeah.
How about this, Miles?
Yeah.
Up could be down, especially in Australia. Except that a villain isn't always a villain, and a hero isn't always a hero. That most of us exist somewhere between the two. And that is the paradox of life.
Wow. That almost sounds like a Disney song.
Fuck yeah, it is. I almost started
paradox
crying.
Of life. Paradox of life.
Paradox of life.
And now you got all the fish and the broccoli dancing.
Everybody's fucking dancing. And then broccoli mushy than a motherfucker, Miles. Mushy-ass goddamn fucking broccoli.
Well, no, there's like five. There's all these good broccolis, but there's the one mushy broccoli.
Oh.
And that's the one we all love, though. He's got the big mushy broccoli song.
You love him. He got the fucking, he just splashing around and shit. Mushy and shit. Oh,
that's
fucking
beautiful.
Hugging people, leaving fucking broccoli residue on everybody. Fucking mushy, mushy mother. Oh,
well, there you
get
go,
the
Disney.
Fuck off, everybody.
Yeah, man. I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when one of the broccolis gets boiled, we cry. That's we'll cry.
You fucking cry.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, man. God damn it, Miles. That's what it is, man.
If you could think of a story for that, what would it be like? What would be that story for that Disney paradox of life?
Oh, man.
How would it start?
The mushy ass.
Thanks for joining us in another episode of May I Elaborate? Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar, a network for grateful living, a year of gratitude, inspiration for living life as a gift. As always, we hope you had a good time. Maybe we're even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment along with a great review and rating on Apple Podcasts. And also, please leave your favorite quotes and your questions for Ask JB. Or you can send them to us at mayielaborate@gmail.com. We will definitely be looking at those and featuring some of them on the show. Also, be on the lookout for some special celebrity guest friends of JB. Those episodes are always a lot of fun. And tell a friend about our podcast, why don't you? We want as many listeners as possible, so don't be stingy and keep us all to yourself. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
Rutabaga!
No, he's not Rutabaga. He's J.B. Smooth.
This has been a Team Coco production.